A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you did not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking with you." Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word. And they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. As you can tell, this is a rather long reading, and I have even read the shorter version of it. Yet it is a story fairly familiar to you, and given us by the church for this third Sunday of Lent. There are several things in it for us to ponder, just to name them. One is the awareness that, let's put it this way, there is authentic worship and inauthentic worship. Jesus talks about true worship, worshiping God in spirit and truth. So there is true worship and false worship, however we might distinguish those. There's also another reference that it's hard to decipher, but worth pondering. One might not immediately see it in the text, but it has to do with what Jesus says to this Samaritan woman in the first place. He asks for a drink, and she says, "Well, how can you ask me, a Samaritan?" And then he goes on and talks about a different kind of water. And he says, if you knew the gift of God, and who is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. What is that living water? If you knew the gift of God, that's an interesting expression, however it is to be understood in the Gospel of John. But in Christian tradition, that word, that name, gift, is the proper name for both Augustine and Aquinas and others of the Holy Spirit. If you knew the gift of God, if you knew the Spirit of God, and who's speaking to you here, you would have asked, and I would have given you living water. In the early church, for someone like Augustine again, that text is interpreted as referring to the Holy Spirit. The living water, the life-giving water, is the Holy Spirit. It's what Jesus came to give. Now, we could also take the theme about this division between the Samaritans and the Jews, the enmity between the two, the non-touchability between the two, and how here Jesus reaches out and in fact gains a significant number of Samaritan converts, which also we might say seems to be a work of the Spirit. So in one sense, in this text here, we have a lot of reference in its own way to Spirit, to the Holy Spirit. It's really the Spirit who's able to break through the enmity between peoples, the enmity between races, the inability of groups to cross over boundaries and reach out, accept, and welcome the other. That Spirit is a life-giving water. Yes, give us this water. And it's only with that water that we can have authentic worship. Worship not simply according to guidelines or rubrics or whatever it might be, but genuinely coming from the heart, from the soul, worshiping in truth, true worship. Worshiping in and through the Spirit. There's only one thing in the text with which I would disagree with Jesus. Obviously, of course, in the long run, I don't. But it's interesting, he says, everyone who drinks this water here, that she's speaking about, the Samaritan woman, will be thirsty. But whoever drinks the water I give, there will be a spring of water welling up, and the person will not be thirsty again. And then she says, oh, well, I want this water. Is it true that once we've tapped deeply into the innermost core of who we are, once we've entered deeply into ourselves, once we enter into the life in the Spirit, the deeper we go into that life-giving Spirit, nourished by that life-giving water, that we will never thirst again? Or is it rather that our thirst increases? Is that thirst ever satisfied in this life? Doesn't it sometimes just make us more thirsty? It's as if in reading a book with a dozen footnotes or bibliography references, we discover 10 more books that we want to read or ought to have read. Reading the one doesn't satisfy it. It opens the door to more. So likewise, although I understand well what Jesus is saying, how much more satisfying the spiritual life is to us than simply physical satisfaction, the satisfying of physical hunger and physical thirst, that there's something more to our lives than just taking care of ourselves physically in that way, that each of us has spiritual hungers, and this is that to which Jesus is responding, and that is a different kind of hunger, a different kind of satisfaction. Nevertheless, for us to be aware that when we enter into the spiritual journey, when we find ourselves on a spiritual path, when we live life in the Spirit, it's not as if every thirst is quenched, but rather some are opened up, deepened, increased, and we thirst for more, so that throughout life we continue to say, give us, Lord, this life-giving water. There is always more to the Spirit than the degree to which we are presently able to absorb him.